What is non-probability sampling? Non-probability sampling is a non-random sampling technique. This means that it does not give every individual in a population or sampling frame equal chances of being selected. This also means that the sample may be less representative of the target population compared to random sampling. Let's discuss the types of non-probability sampling. First, we have convenience. In this technique, the researcher chooses those from their sample frame that are easiest to access. For example, when deciding who to pull from a sample group, you decide to pull your family members because they're the easiest to contact and most convenient people to study in the group. That example was from student Kaylee Brown. Our next type is volunteer. Within a volunteer sample, those who participate in the study choose to do so on their own will. Example, the mass email students receive from the University of Iowa to participate in studies. Whoever wants to participate responds to the email. This example was also from Kaylee Brown. Our third type is snowball. This type of sampling is when someone starts a study and then refers more people to participate in it. For example, you have a friend that does a survey about how much coffee she drinks, and she knows you drink a lot of coffee, so she wants you to participate. You also bring friends to come participate, and it just keeps on rolling. Fourth, we have quota. Like stratified sampling, quota sampling breaks up the sample into subcategories in ways the researcher determines. Different from strata sampling, though, this technique chooses people without random strategies. For example, a researcher wants to mimic the population they're studying. The population is 70% of people over 60. Therefore, the participants consisted of 70% of people over 60, but it wasn't random. Next, we have networking. This type of sampling is when a researcher utilizes their social network to recruit participants. So imagine recruiting participants from your Instagram site or your Facebook or any of those kind of platforms. And that example was given to us by Monica. Sixth, we have purposive or purposeful. In this specific technique, the researcher purposely and subjectively chooses participants based on how crucial the experiences they can share are to answers they are asking. So, for example, in a study about the experiences of adopted children, the researcher chooses to interview people who have been adopted. And that example was given by Wesley Woods. Lastly, we have theoretical construct. This sampling technique is when the researcher selects participants that embody a theory they are interested in. This is usually inductive because it starts in the level of theory, but then narrows on to an experience of an individual. For example, in a study about adopted children, the researcher seeks to show the struggles many children go through. The researcher chooses to sample children who have had negative experiences.